So, Lacey, I came home yesterday earlier than usual, not really thinking anything of it. It's not like Maeve. You remember Maeve, my shy roommate who's been sneaking into my room at night, sucking my cock and coming and then leaving without us ever talking about what happens. It's all consensual. It's not like I'm sleeping or anything. It's just how she's more comfortable with it for some reason. Yeah, I'm sure you remember her, Lacey. Well, it's not like Maeve and I keep tabs on each other's whereabouts or anything, so me coming home early shouldn't have been a big deal. I didn't even notice there was a strange car parked out front of our place when I arrived. But when I opened the door, Lacey, I was greeted by sounds very familiar to me. The wet, sloppy, sexy sounds of Maeve sucking cock. It's a little embarrassing, but just those sounds alone made my cock instantly stand at attention. That is, until my brain and my dick connected enough to realize that those sounds weren't for me and my cock, which meant Maeve must be sucking someone else off. I was in shock. I didn't know how to feel in that moment. I mean, first and foremost, I was horny, just hearing the sounds of Maeve's mouth. But right on the heels of that was an overwhelming feeling of jealousy and anger. Why the fuck was she sucking another cock when she had mine? Wasn't I good enough? I know we don't have anything official between us, but still, Lacey, I wasn't getting any other action. I didn't need any with Maeve sucking me off nightly. I couldn't stop myself from sneaking deeper into our apartment. I knew Maeve and whoever she was with didn't realize I was home or they would have stopped, right? I guess I should have announced myself, but I was too curious to stop from walking down the hall towards the living room. I heard him before I saw him. He was breathing heavily, almost panting. There was a light tapping noise that I assume was his balls colliding with Maeve's chin while he was face-fucking her. He grunted, "Fuck, I can't believe my dick is finally in that cock-teasing mouth of yours." Cock-teasing? As far as I knew, Maeve was too shy to be a cock-tease, Lacey. Who was this guy? Maeve mumbled something around his cock, but I couldn't make it out. I heard some shuffling in the room, maybe a switch of positions, and I knew I had to see what was going on. I was only a few feet from the living room now, and I couldn't stop myself from peeking around the corner, Lacey. A tall, lanky guy was sitting on my couch, his jeans at his ankles, his knees spread apart, and Maeve, my Maeve, was on her knees at his feet, her head in his lap sucking his cock. Neither of them noticed I was there. I just stood there and watched her work his shaft for a good 5 minutes. It was already soaked, as if she'd been at it for a while, which also made me kind of jealous. I never lasted long when Maeve's mouth was on my dick. She was just too good at taking all of me and working me with her tongue. Plus, looking down at her face and the need for cum in her eyes always made me blow. But not this guy. His head was thrown back, his eyes shut, his hand on the back of her head, his hips bucking up slightly into her mouth. I could see her dainty hands running up and down his thighs as she sucked him. But I didn't see the same look of lust in her gaze as I usually do. In fact, she wasn't even really looking at him. With me, she always made eye contact, wanting to watch my reaction to her sucking me. I stepped back suddenly when Maeve popped off his cockhead so as not to get caught spying. I heard more shuffling, then a condom wrapper. She was gonna fuck him, Lacey. We'd never even fucked. Well, not P and V fucking. I didn't realize my fists were clenched at my sides until my fingers got numb. I had to fight the urge to storm into the room and I don't know what, Lacey. I was just pissed off. I peeked around the corner again to see Maeve now sitting in the guy's lap, sitting on his dick, straddling him. Her shorts were still kind of hanging off of her feet, not even all the way off, and he was groping her tits over her top. Hell, I hadn't even felt those tits yet. She was riding him fast, like she needed the pounding. I heard her thighs slapping down hard against his, and he was beside himself, of course, muttering, "Fuck, fuck, yeah, ride my dick slut, ride it." Want to know something, Lacey? Something I'd only admit to you. Every word out of his mouth to her made my dick ache. I was harder than I think I've ever been in my life. I hated it and loved it at the same time. I wanted to pull her body off of his cock and pound her with mine. But I also didn't want to stop watching her. I wanted to see her make him come. I wanted to see her come. She looked up in that moment and saw me. She gasped. Her eyes grew wide. But she didn't stop bouncing on the dick inside her, Lacey. Which, again, for some insane reason, I found hot as fuck. And hell, the guy she was riding was so close to blasting off, he didn't even notice. Her gaze traveled down the front of my body, hesitating on the obvious bulge in my pants, before locking eyes with mine again. We watched each other as she fucked this stranger on my couch. It wasn't for long. Of course, what man could hold out for long with a sexy woman like Maeve bouncing on his lap? But even when the guy came, she kept her eyes on mine, watching me rub the bulge in my pants like some fucking voyeuristic pervert. And that made me even more pissed off, Lacey, that I couldn't stop myself from watching or touching my cock. I wasn't a fucking cuckold, but I sure felt like one, and I didn't even fucking hate it. Maeve slowly slid off of his cock, and I could see the tip of the condom full of creamy white spunk. I watched as she carefully rolled it off of his shaft, told him to get dressed and head out quickly because her roommate would be home soon. Don't get me wrong, I was glad she was trying to get rid of him, and that she didn't out me for spying like a perv. But it made me wonder, how many other men was she fucking in my apartment while I was away? I watched Maeve pull up her shorts and walk into the kitchen where I was hiding, with the condom in her hand. She walked by me, squeezing the spunk-filled tip between her two fingers, seemingly fascinated by the hot load trapped in there. Fuck. Why was that even so fucking erotic? Then she threw it in the trash near me and looked up at me. It was hard to read the expression on her face. It was almost remorse, but there was a lust there, a sexiness about her that was even more pronounced than usual, Lacey. I could smell her and him, both of them. It was the scent of sex in the air with her standing this close, and it made my cock throb. Fuck, why did it make my cock throb? I don't know what came over me in that moment, Lacey, but I leaned down, grabbed a handful of Maeve's hair in my fist, and kissed her. Not like a peck either, but a passionate, bruising, tongues clashing in battle kind of kiss. This is my fucking mouth for sucking my fucking cock kind of kiss. And she kissed me back, clinging to me for the brief seconds that it lasted, until I let her go and headed to my room, closing the door behind me silently so her guests wouldn't suspect my presence. I heard him talking, heard the front door close, then held my breath to see what Maeve would do. I was sure she'd come into my room and say something, anything about what I just witnessed, even if it was to just yell at me for invading her privacy. But she didn't. I could hear her in the living room for a while, and each minute that passed, I got angrier at her, at me, at him, at my fucking cock that wouldn't go down. Finally, I stormed out into the living room, found her sitting in the same spot she'd just sucked her date off in earlier. I walked up to her, leaned over her, and asked the one thing I couldn't get out of my head since seeing them together. Did you like his cock? Her brows furrowed in confusion, but she replied honestly, at least. Yes, but it wasn't as big as yours, she said. I knew that fact already, of course, Lacey. I had a good view of his dick while she was riding him. He wasn't tiny by any means, but still not in the same league as my cock. And she seemed disappointed by that. Fucking right, he wasn't as big as me, I bit back. But his cock still felt good, she added in reply. And that hit me like a punch in the guts, and also like a flame to my aching cock. How was it possible that I could both love and hate hearing her talk about fucking that guy? I leaned in, so we were nose to nose, and added, mine would feel better. Her hungry gaze was locked on mine. Her tongue darted out hesitantly and licked her lips. And then she just shrugged, as if unsure. A number of realizations dawned on me in that moment, Lacey. Was she worried my cock wouldn't feel good? Was that why we hadn't fucked yet? Was she trying him on for size? Did she want me? The lust in her eyes sure said that she did. And I know she didn't come while she was riding her date or whoever he was. I know what it sounds like and looks like when she comes. It's the hottest thing ever. And she definitely didn't come on his cock. Which also made me both happy and sad. I didn't want her coming for him. But I also didn't want her denied the pleasure of an orgasm. She's so intense when she comes. Whatever the reason, there was no way I could stop myself from closing the few inches between our lips and kissing her sweet, slick mouth again. She gasped against my lips and then, surprisingly, reached up to wrap her arms around my neck and kiss me back, tilting me off balance, pulling me down onto her, until I ended up with my body on top of hers on the couch, my hard shaft grinding against her thigh as we kissed passionately. You didn't come for him, I growled when we came up for air. No, she replied in agreement. You will for me, I added almost as a command, while I hastily pulled on the waistband of the shorts I'd changed into when I got home to set my throbbing cock free. Her hands were around my shaft before I could even kick my shorts away. She was stroking me, driving me wild, while at the same time she was lifting her hips up to assist me in tugging her shorts and panties off too. She parted her thighs and I looked down to see that sweet pussy open up its slick petals for me. I told myself to go slow. I always had to go slow with women because of my size, Lacey. But it was as if I had this driving need to wash away the memory of that other guy's cock in her pussy, or more like pound it away. I wasn't as slow as I should have been when I entered her. Hearing her slight squeal, feeling her nails gripping into my triceps, watching her bite her lip. Fuck, she was tight, Lace. I regained my senses just enough before I actually started pounding her to ask her, too much? Those two words were the best I could form in that moment. I felt her wrap her legs around me, an instinctive move I recognized as not wanting me to leave her or stop. It helped that she also added, please don't stop. And then we were fucking, Lacey, rutting like animals on each other on the couch, The slapping sounds of her riding the other guy were nothing compared to the pounding I was giving her. Oh, so big. I heard her gasp in pleasure a few times. Your pussy can take it, I replied. Yes, now it can, after he stretched me out, she added. So you were using him to take my cock? I growled almost angrily as I pounded a little faster into her insanely tight heat. She shrugged. He was big. I wanted to know. You could have just fucking asked me, Maeve, I growled. She shook her head. No, not like this. I wouldn't get it like this, she replied breathlessly. This is what you wanted, to get fucked, for me to own this pussy. I will, Maeve. Once I come in it, it's mine. So stop me now if you don't want that, got it? I didn't need an answer from her this time, Lacey. Her orgasm was the best reply I could get. Fuck, baby. I'm gonna come. Please. Thankfully, she was coherent enough mid-orgasm to pull me into her, envelop me into her breasts and her thighs and her arms, biting and kissing me and moaning. Come in me. Please come for me. Please. I didn't stand a chance, Lacey. I unloaded all the cum brewing in my balls since the minute I'd walked into our apartment and heard my girl getting fucked. Yeah, I said it, Lacey. I wanted Maeve as mine. Maybe I didn't do the best job of showing that with how wildly I fucked her, or the fact that I didn't really say much afterwards. She got called into work just as we were about to get dressed, and we haven't seen each other since. But that doesn't change the fact that things are different between us now, Lacey. Or they'd better be. Because I want Maeve in every way I can have her. And I'm pretty sure she wants me too. I was about to say exclusively, but here's the kicker, Lacey. I do want Maeve, but God, I can't believe I'm saying this. I want to watch her fuck another guy again. Jesus, that's so fucked up, isn't it? Am I a cuckold now? I don't feel like that. But I can't stop thinking about it. How hot it was. How amazing the sex was afterwards. I don't think Maeve will see things quite the same. But I guess I'll update you on how things go once we talk, because it's definitely something we're going to have to talk about. Wish me luck, Lacey, and thanks, as always, for listening.